Report, NYC struggling to find housing for 6K migrants bused from Texas. By John Binder on August 30, 2022. New York City is reportedly struggling to find housing for 6,000 border crossers and illegal aliens bused to the sanctuary city from Texas by Governor Greg Abbott, R., in recent months. Since the spring, Abbott has sent buses filled with border crossers and illegal aliens to New York City, which prides itself as the nation's largest sanctuary jurisdiction. The operation is an attempt to relieve Texas of the burdens brought by President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network, where tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens are released into the United States every month. According to officials who spoke to the New York Post, the city is overwhelmed while dealing with the influx of border crossers and illegal aliens. Most notably, the city is reportedly struggling to find housing for about 6,000 of the new arrivals. The Post reports, overwhelmed city officials are struggling to provide a promised intake center and hotel rooms to migrants being shipped by the busload from Texas to the Big Apple, the Post has learned. Emphasis added. The Department of Homeless Services acknowledged to the Post that it has abandoned its initial plan to operate an intake and processing center dedicated to the recent arrivals alongside a 600-room shelter at the Row NYC Hotel on 8th Avenue in Midtown. Emphasis added. Officials would only say Sunday that they have finally selected a finalist to operate the yet-to-open Manhattan facility but would not reveal the contractor's name or its location. Emphasis added. Already, the city is running behind schedule on its plans to open the facility in Manhattan for arriving border crossers and illegal aliens. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, which is promising to rent 5,000 hotel rooms in the city for the new arrivals in addition to the roughly 1,000 hotel rooms being rented by the city, has yet to follow through on that plan. Instead, New York City officials are relying on the city's homeless shelter system, which is currently packed to the brim with about 4,900 border crossers and illegal aliens. The New York Times has reported that the situation is dire for the city's shelter system. The Times noted that based on current trends, if the pace of new arrivals continues, New York City's family homeless shelter population would nearly double to almost 60,000, up from the current 31,000 over the next year. The issue comes as New Yorkers face unprecedented rents and housing costs. As Breitbart News reported, mass immigration to New York City has coincided with record high rents, where a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan now goes for over $4,000. Median rents for one-bedroom apartments across all five boroughs have jumped 40% since last year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.